If I could have your attention here in the media center, we are going to roll into our post-qualifying media availability with today's poll sitter for the 59th annual Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500, and that is Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 Snickers Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing. This is Kyle's 350th Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series start with Toyota, and you also won Toyota's first cup race here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Walk us through your pole run and also how special this racetrack is for you.
Yeah, the pole run was really good for us with being able to start up front, kind of where we left off last year, having strong qualifying efforts each week all year long. And, you know, Atlanta's a tough place. It's certainly not easy. You got to be able to make sure that you kind of bide your time a little bit with the tires and everything here. And going through three rounds of qualifying, we knew that was going to be a challenge and certainly was for us. But it seemed like we got it right there the last run of it and was able to hit a good lap there that last one. So felt like I got everything that I needed out of the race car. So I was glad to see the time pop up when it did to put us at the top of the sheet. And looking forward to Sunday now.
Okay, we'll open the floor up for questions. If you have a question for Kyle, we'll get a wireless mic to you. We're going to start with Doug and then go to Jeff.
Hey, Kyle. Doug Turnbull from PRN and WSB Radio. I want to talk about usually you run the Xfinity Series race, and this year only doing Cup. Is this kind of a slower weekend for you, and is there any strategy into not running Saturday or not running truck?
It was certainly on my radar to try to run the Xfinity race here. Unfortunately, we just didn't get the sponsorship package put together in time. So the sponsors, we tried to push them to run Atlanta here, but instead they chose Kentucky in the fall, so they had more opportunity to activate. So, it's sponsor-driven. And with only having seven opportunities to go run those races, it's kind of harder to find good opportunities that will present themselves. So fortunately, we've got some partners that have helped me with that regard. I'm running the truck race here still, so hopefully I can score the victory in that race and bring home my first win with Kyle Busch Motorsports at Atlanta, although I've won here before plenty of times with Billy Blue Motorsports. So looking forward to running the double and, with the truck and the cup. It certainly is a bit slower than having to run all three, so I certainly would have been a lot more tired than what I am right now, but today was a good day.
We'll go to Jeff, then the Christian, then the Jacob.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. Kyle, who would you say is your chief competition here? We're trying to look at the practice charts and see if we could get any insight. Who's fast?
No clue. It doesn't matter yet. Anybody that practiced earlier today that was doing race trim stuff, the track was so green, I don't know that really means anything, you know. So with all the rubber that was able to be put down all day today, and we never even qualified. We never even made a mock run in the top lane, and that's where we made all of our runs here today in qualifying because it just was too dirty earlier today. You know, it wasn't quite blown off yet. So, the trucks did that a little bit. The Xfinity cars did that a little bit. I think you'll continue to see things change tomorrow with the rubber being laid down with some more qualifying and, of course, happy hour for the cup cars as well, too. So we'll have to figure it out, once we see all the timesheets from tomorrow afternoon.
Go next to Christian, then to Jacob.
Christian Coley, FrenchDress.com. Kyle, let's fast forward to 2016, or let's rewind to 2016 when you won the pole here, and then it got taken away from you after the race. And then today you win your first pole at Atlanta. How does it feel?
Feels good. I don't know why we had to rewind, but, certainly that was one that we didn't want to see happen that day. Qualifying up front, I feel like at Atlanta is important because it's so hard on tires here that you don't want to have to come from behind and pass a lot of cars and things like that. You kind of want to be able to take care of your stuff from the onset of your race and be able to keep the tires underneath you for the entirety of 500 miles. Even though you get tire changes, it's still, having to come from behind is a lot harder to do than protect the position that you've already gained. So, today obviously being able to get the pole is good. Last year we qualified on the pole a lot. We actually qualified, I think, eight times on the pole. So that was the best qualifying effort of my career for a year. And so we'd like to try to keep that trend going.
Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Race Chaser Online, Performance Motorsports Network. Kyle, it's no secret that last year Martin Truex with the 78 was the guy to beat for much of the year on mile and a half. But it seemed like, in a way, he pushed all the Toyota cars to, just to try and get to that next level. Is the pole here and just the speed that you guys have shown so far, is that evidence of that competition and the work that you guys have put in to get to that level that he was at?
I mean, certainly the 78 pushed all of us at Joe Gibbs Racing to get better. We knew that they had the same stuff, and we were kind of underperforming, if you will, a little bit with it. So we did all of our work through the second half of the year last year, and we got a lot closer. I thought at Homestead we actually had a shot to beat them. But now it kind of, we were hoping that we could get to Atlanta and Vegas and Phoenix and California and these places and kind of pick back up where we left off last year, and so far so good. So I have no clue how we're going to race. I've either been feast or famine here. I've either been up front and been able to win, or I've been 10th or worse, you know. So there's kind of no in-between for me. So I'm trying to get to where I can figure this place out a little bit better, but that's probably going to be short-lived with a repave eventually. But overall, just certainly I think anybody in the garage area, when they are good, they raise the competition level of anybody. When you're getting beat, you got to go out there and try to find some things that's going to make your program better and stronger and faster than the rest of the guys that you're having to race around.
Go to Zach.
Zach Attanzavetti, French Touch. Can you just go back to your 2008 win here, obviously 10 years ago, so time's gone by pretty quick. How big was that win for you at the time? It was huge for Toyota, and what does that stack up against all your other victories in your whole career?
It was a big win in that day. It was huge. It was the biggest one of my career, you know, from transitioning from Hendrick Motorsports to Joe Gibbs Racing, from Chevy to Toyota, and kind of figuring out where my new home was going to be. It obviously was a scary situation for me to be in, you know, not knowing a lot of my surroundings and who I was around, but becoming teammates with Tony Stewart and Denny Hamlin was certainly a key thing for me. Tony, I remember, finished second to me that day, so he was right there and was fast all day long. But it was, you know, some tense moments there in the end. There were some lap cars that were kind of slower than me, and I kind of got up on their bumper a few times and got them off the bottom because I remember we were just locked in to running around that yellow line. And Carl was super fast that day as well too, so we were chasing him for much of the day, and you know, first and second back and forth with Carl before he had an engine failure, and we were able to kind of take over as the dominant car of the day for the rest of the race. But overall, just was real happy in that situation to get that relief of being able to win so early in the season, not only for myself but for Toyota, for the relationship that I picked up with Joe Gibbs Racing and M&M's Mars and Snickers in that day as well too. So you know, cool to look back on all that and see where we've come since then. Certainly have gained a lot of family in this relationship over just being friends.
Jerry?
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net and PRN. Kyle, I need to ask you about next week going to Las Vegas, your home track. Thoughts on going back there? And, you know, obviously the race there last year was ended in some fun or lack thereof. Can you address going back for this year?
Yeah, certainly looking forward to getting back to Vegas, always do. This year it's going to mean a little bit more. It's going to be a little bit more important to kind of focus on the right things and figure out what you need in your race car to be good, because you have that chase race that's going to be happening in Las Vegas in September. So, you know, it's certainly a racetrack that I tend to try to enjoy to run well at, but more importantly, win at. I've only been able to do that once in 2009, I believe. So I'd certainly like to get back to those winning ways there of being able to have a fast race car and figure out what it takes to get around there well. But, you know, it's the hometown race, and running all three, I'll be running the triple out there, so it's going to be chaotic and doing all that. But certainly looking forward to that and the challenge that presents.
Go next to Nate and then to Chris.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Kyle, the 78 had a problem, didn't get out there today. They obviously worked pretty close with you guys. Did you think there would be more inspection problems out there given the history here at Atlanta, and what did you make of what happened to the 78?
Yeah, I certainly would have guessed there would have been a lot more, that they wouldn't have been the only ones. Honestly, I have no clue what happened to them. I don't have that information off the top of my head right now from any of our guys, so I'll have to go back and kind of figure out what they missed out on and being able to get through the OSS, right?
Chris?
Hey, Chris, NightCatchFence.com. Kyle, running the truck race next weekend. How big is that for the truck series to go to Vegas? They usually go in October, but they're going in March now. It kind of gives them a third race in a row. What has that been like with your organization, knowing that you guys had to prepare for your races in a row? And you guys are running OEM and the Elmore. What have you guys found out? What have you liked? And what have you...
You wanted to start that conversation. Yeah, it's been really, really tough on us so far for the start of the season, especially just with the lateness that we've gone and done some of the swapping over of getting to having some more Elmore engines and such. So it's been heck on my guys at the shop at Kyle Busch Motorsports. You know, they've been working three shifts. You know, we got guys working until 3 a.m. coming back at 7 a.m, you know, just trying to get the things prepared, swapped over, having some of these trucks have Ilmores. We don't have enough Ilmores right now. They don't have enough to ship out to everybody to go around. So that's been awesome. So we're kind of short-handed on some of that stuff. All of our backup trucks, if we had to use a backup truck, it's got all OEM stuff in it. You know, we just don't have enough engines right now. So we were late to the game with ordering some of that stuff because we were trying to stick with the OEM. And to answer your second point, it's just been unfortunate we can't get them to be equal. You know, we've been to the chassis dynos, we've been to the engine dynos over and over again, and all the information that we have that we submit to NASCAR to show that the Toyotas are down on power compared to the OEM, compared to the Ilmores, is basically our hands are tied behind our back. You know, we can't race, we can't compete with the OEM, so we're slowly swapping over as much as we can and making that change to get to where we need to get to be competitive. And this weekend we have two of those that that have it, and one of them still has the OEM, just couldn't get three done.
Well, Kyle, congratulations on your pole. Good luck in the double this weekend.
All right, thanks.